Honey? Baby, are you home? There you are. Hello, did you miss me? Tense? Me? No, I'm okay. Okay, yeah, I'm a little tense. A bit fed up, a bit frustrated. One of those days. Are you at the football tonight, or have I got my days wrong? No. You're home. That's great. I didn't want to be on my own tonight, so I'm glad you're here. What's that? You've already poured me a glass of wine, and you want my coat. Oh, thank you. Why am I frustrated? Oh, baby, it's not an us thing, if that's what you're thinking. It's just work. I'm feeling so fed up with working with idiots, you know? There's too many people in that building that couldn't find their own ass with both hands. And speaking of which, that moron who sits opposite me. Fuck. She's been a disaster since the day she arrived. It always means more work for me. I'm just so sick of her. One of these days, I fear I'm going to lose it and just whip her ass. What's that grin on your face for, mister? Will yours do instead? Or do you mean your what? Your ass. Of course, that's where you go. So, I'm here, complaining about my day, complaining about an idiot in the office, yet your dirty subby mind goes straight to the gutter when I mention whipping ass. You are such a filthy boy, aren't you? But here's the thing, baby. You know, when I'm feeling like this, I wouldn't just be tormenting you. I wouldn't be gentle. But from that look in your eye, you don't want me to be gentle, do you? You want me to be mean to you. You've been craving another session where I'm really hard on you. Seriously. Honestly, for how long? Weeks. Why haven't you said anything? Right, you and me are going to have a talk about you expressing your needs. But not just yet. I'm using your mouth for something else. Now, you're sure you want to play tonight? From the feel of you pressing into me, I know the answer. But I want to hear you say it. In fact, beg me for it. Beg me while I run my hand ever so gently over the front of your trousers, feeling your hardening, desperate cock. Go on, beg. Good. Then I'm going to grab that tie around your neck and take you to the couch. Come on, put your glass down. Good boy. Oh no, you're not sitting down. I'm sitting down. On your knees. Good boy. We're going to play upstairs, but before we do, I just want to ask you something important. What is your safe word tonight? And what do you say if you need me to slow down? Good boy. And lastly, what do you do if you can't speak and you need me to check in? click your fingers twice, that's it. Now, we're going to start when I come upstairs, but before that, I want you to go up, pull the curtains and dim the lights right down. Then I want you to strip naked and kneel on the rug at the foot of the bed and wait for me to come up. Repeat that back to me. Excellent. Before you go, refill my wine glass, then take up the bottle and put it on the bedside table. Leave your glass here. From the moment I walk into the room up there, I'm not your girlfriend and you are not my boyfriend. I'm your mistress and you are my filthy fucking fuck toy. Understood? Good boy. Now go. There he is, my obedient good boy. And do you know what I like most about playing with an obedient good boy? That no matter how evil I am to him, he begs for more. And I might just be very evil tonight. Look at me, boy. Such a slappable face. Who do you belong to? Your mistress. Good. Now, would you like some of my wine? You can have some, but not from the bottle or my glass. Glasses and bottles aren't for fuck toys. Open your mouth then, boy. Now swallow it. Good boy. You liked that, didn't you? Thank you, mistress. Now, beg for more. Beg me to spit more delicious wine in your mouth. Swallow it, filthy boy. Now, you are going to slide off my skirt, leaving me in my blouse, my underwear, and my heels. And I'm going in this drawer. Put your hands behind your back, boy. I want those wrists cuffed. You are mine. Mine to do with as I please. I own you, don't I? Answer me. Yes, mistress, that's right. Now, put your face just in front of my underwear and take a deep breath. Good. You can smell my glistening pussy, can't you? Glistening at the thought of all the wicked things I want to do to my fuck toy. I bet you want a taste, don't you? Well, tough. Not until I say. Instead, you can watch me slide my fingers inside my underwear and run my fingers down my slit. You are so close, and yet so far away, aren't you? I know what I can do. Open your mouth. Now, suck my fingers clean. Yes, that's it. You filthy boy. My filthy boy. And if you want to taste some more, well, I have the perfect solution. Let me just slide my underwear down. Now, open your mouth. What a wonderful gag my underwear makes. Don't you agree? Up on your feet, then lay on your stomach on the bed. Stretch your arms up to the headboard. Quickly. Remember, baby, with your mouth full, you're to click your fingers twice if required. But I know you're exactly where you are meant to be. There's no escape for you now. You are all mine. Let me just slide this pillow under your hips, keeping that bare ass of yours nice and high for me. And now to reach between your legs and gently stroke that rock-hard leaking cock. No need for any lube tonight, is there? So much pre-cum. Such an excitable fuck toy, aren't you? Totally at my mercy and so turned on. Look at you squirming while I tease this desperate cock. What a delicious sight for me. I'm really going to enjoy laying some nice marks down on this exposed bare ass of yours. I'm already so wet doing this. It's such fun watching you squirm. What you don't know, what you can't see, is that while I spank you with one hand, the other hand is teasing myself. My fingers sliding up and down my slit. Maybe when I go in the drawer again, I'll pull out a little vibrator for my clit. Or maybe I'll get something else to warm that poor, helpless, exposed backside of yours. I love using my paddle with you like this because I can use it gently. Or I can use it harder. And you have no idea what to expect. Such fun. Fuck. Your cock is so fucking hard. My filthy little masochist loves this, doesn't he? I love playing with you like this. I fucking love owning you, my helpless, desperate fuck toy. But I think my need to put marks on your ass has been satiated. It feels so nice and warm. Now I want to use you. I'm going to uncuff you, put you on your back, and then have my way with you. No more gag. Let me pull that out. Now I want that tongue of yours inside my hot, wet pussy. You're going to lick me out while I grind hard into your face. You don't need to breathe, do you? No, you just need to make your mistress come. I want my juices all over your fucking face. And you want that too, don't you, filthy boy? So beg me to ride your face. Go on. Beg. Well, since you asked so nicely. Get that tongue inside me, now. Fuck. Yes, that's it, you fucking filthy boy, having your face ridden by your mistress. Fuck. Deeper. Deeper. Now my clit. Suck my fucking clit. Do it. Do it now. Do it. Fuck. Fuck, I'm so close. So close. Suck my fucking clit, you fucking filthy slutty boy. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Yes. I want your cock in my mouth. I want your cock in my mouth and my cunt in your face. But you are not to come before me. You'll only come if and when I say so. Understood, boy? Make me come, boy. Suck that clit. Do it now. So, that's my orgasm. Is it time for yours, I wonder? Do you want one? You better beg me if so. Go on, boy. Beg. Oh, you do beg so sweetly. But no, I've decided you're not having one. Oh, what's that face for? Didn't I tell you I was going to be evil to you? Well, getting you all worked up only to deny you is about as evil as it gets, no? Thank you.